TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello, TanCasties and TanNasties. It's Tim, the T in TanCast. Happy New Year! Unfortunately, this episode was recorded several weeks before New Year. I'm sorry it's taken me so long to get it out to you. When we started to record this episode, I plugged in my mic, got all set to go, and Skype shorted out one of the USB connectors on my laptop. And ever since then, I've been paranoid of touching this episode again. Not gonna lie. But I'm gonna edit it. I'm gonna get it out to you good people. And then we're gonna try and do another one next week. And so on and so on. Happy New Year. Enjoy the shit show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy has more travel issues, Noah sees a drag Christmas show, and I have an interesting encounter at the post office. And when you hear this sound...
Get links for genitalia. You know the girls think of them, and you gotta love them.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast!
Welcome to TanCast! You're here! We love you!
It was a long road getting here,
it
but
was.
We're here.
55 minutes later.
Woo! I mean, maybe I should look into replacing this laptop almost 2 years after my mom gave me money to replace this laptop.
I mean... Maybe. Maybe. Who can really say for sure, though, Tim? Like, what is right?
What?
Is an hour...
Well, I can tell you who. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
All right. I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, or at least I used to be.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast, and I love to sing. And my co-hosts love it, too.
It's just gonna do this, isn't it?
I love singing and dancing and it's, do you guys remember that cartoon?
No.
It was like this little bird and like he would always do that and everyone would try to stop him much like you guys do me.
I love singing about the spring.
Yeah, yes, Andy
yes.
knows it.
Yes.
It was a bird. I don't remember.
I only remember
what
it because Cartman sang it on one of the episodes of South Park when the aliens put something in his butt.
That's right. Cartman gets an anal probe is the name of that episode, and I believe it was actually the first episode. We are old, gentlemen.
Well, gentlemen. There's an original cartoon that also has it.
Yes, yes.
Ah, it was a little bird. I do remember it. It's an owl.
Yes.
My memory works sometimes. Anywho.
Yep, that was the series premiere. Do you old bastards want to know how old it is?
Sure, why
Isn't
not?
Isn't it like 20 years old at this point?
21. It was August 13th of 1997.
We be old, motherfuckers.
We are indeed old. That episode is old enough to buy drinks at a bar. Damn.
Which brings to mind the question, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Ooh. I'll just repeat the damn.
Damn, Gina.
That was a long week.
How long was it?
Like Noah's shlong.
All right.
Down to get the friction on.
It was long and meaty. Yeah, it's just, that was a fuck ton of travel I just did. And I'm done now. But people were talking about like, oh, well, since we did all this, why don't we just do one more? And I think everyone in my group was like, fuck you.
You go suck a dick.
Actually, two people on my team might make a short trip next week. But, like, not the entire week and not, like, nearly as far. So, like, not back to San Diego or anything. But I will tell you, Iowa in winter... is a, or I guess super late fall, because it's not even technically winter yet, It's a magical place where your car ices over one day and then just, like, refuses to fucking start the next because it's so goddamn cold and windy and bleak. And, like, they don't have evergreen trees there, and it's flat, flat, flat. So it's just, like, brown grass and, like, just stark grayish skeletons of trees as far as the eye can see under cloudy, cloudy skies. And everyone there just acts like that's normal. And I'm like, you're all living in hell and you don't even know. Like, no, it's a great place to raise kids. I'm like, it's a great place to raise fucking axe murderers, maybe. Like, how are your kids not all, like, horribly depressed and on mood-altering drugs all the fucking time? Like, is it a great place to raise kids because there's not many black people? Is that what this means? Or, like, what? There's something I'm not seeing here. And it's either you're a closet racist or they're, like... There's, like, some underground Iowa that I have not found the secret door to, like Narnia or some shit. Because the rest of this is horrible. Sorry, I just needed to get that all out. I've been holding it in. Everyone's like, so how are you liking Iowa? I'm like, it's great! We've had some great times here. Because you never want to be rude about somewhere that someone lives, but, like, now that I'm gone, I'll be rude as fuck about it. Because holy shit! How was your weeks?
Fucking amazing.
Yay.
None of that stuff that happened to you happened to me, so okay. Fucking amazing.
All right. I did get my stitches out, though. That was nice. Like, but my finger hurts less to flex now.
That's funny. Andy made it seem like he wanted to talk to other people, but he's going to keep talking.
I just forgot to get my stitches out of us.
He's like, how was your guys' week? And I was like, I'm about to launch into something. And he's like, wait a minute, I had a medical procedure that I need to tell you guys about.
Now, in fairness to me, there's a little bit of a delay between you and I.
Yes, the delay is between when you want to stop talking and when I want to start talking.
Zing, Andy. Zing.
Zing. Zing.
I thumbs up that comment.
Yeah. It's fair.
So you got your stitches out, and?
Oh, just I can flex my finger without it feeling like splinters in my finger, which is nice. It's definitely not all the way healed, though. Like, the skin's all the way closed up. But underneath, like, I high-fived somebody on my team, and, like, my finger was just on fucking fire after that. I'm like, there's still damage under the skin. Like, this is not fully knitted together yet.
Andy got that high fire. Bucka, bucka, bucka.
Yoga flame.
I remember one time, this has nothing to do with Andy cutting his finger. But I was, like, in my house, and my foot was on, like, I was barefoot on the carpet. And all of a sudden, I felt, like, a wet spot, like, underneath my foot. And I look, and there's just blood coming out of my foot. And I have no idea why. I have no idea where it came from.
You could have,
I didn't feel it at all.
The carpet tacks that, like, hold carpet in, every once in a while, like, they're not nailed all the way down properly. So, like, if you step near the edge of carpet, you can puncture it. But the skin on the bottom of your feet is so thick, you might not notice. So, yeah, I've had similar situations.
I'm glad your finger's better, little Andy.
Well, thank you.
We recorded last week. Oh!
No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
Oh, we didn't? Oh, yeah, we took off. Okay. Yep. We all watched the trailer for the movie Avengers Endgame.
Yes, we did. You got weirdly pensive. Like, am I going to say Endgame? Is that a spoiler?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
If people are, like, are avoiding everything. Although I feel like it would be very hard to, like, not hear that. Like, at least the title. Because I feel like even if people bury, like, the spoiler, they will always, like, mm-hmm. sometimes they, like, put, like, a little spoiler in the title. I'm like, no, I didn't want to hear that.
Well, and eventually, like, if you go to see the movie, that it's not just going to be Avengers 4. It's going to, like...
But maybe they want to be surprised.
Maybe.
I had no idea what it was called until I got here. I had someone lead me in by the hand.
Just blindfolded.
Just blindfolded. Like, I didn't even buy the ticket. Is Tim still there?
No, I left.
Oh, okay. Bye.
So I'm like, enough with your fucking shit.
It's funny because we don't really know that much more about the movie than we already did based on the trailer, but everybody's still super excited about it.
Yep.
We know it's going to be somber for a little while, at least.
But it's still Avengers, because Ant-Man's there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the trailer revealed anything that you couldn't probably suss out yourself.
I don't remember, it was you who were like, or Jeff, who was like, I don't know why the Guardians of the Galaxy ship is floating through space and not working very well. Like, it seemed fine. Like, there's no reason. Like, it didn't get damaged in Infinity War. I was like, the dude did throw a moon at the planet. I'm sure there was some splash damage.
I mean, in fairness, he threw part of a moon at a planet.
You're right.
What, and he's always a stickler for details.
That'd be crazy. If it was a whole moon, it'd be like, man, no.
Pull
too
your
much.
Pants up.
Too much moon.
I can see your nutsack.
Oh, that's always a terrible mooner when you're like, I can see your nuts. You're not supposed to pull them out that far, buddy. Come on.
Dude, that was you.
No,
I would drop you off at your house every so often. You'd just moon me in front of the car, like, and like one time I just saw your balls swaying in the breeze. I'm like, that's too much.
Nah, man,
show too much.
You crazy? Oh, you know what you talking about?
I was at summer camp, and girl went to go moon everybody. Like, she climbed up on top of this like piece of earth moving equipment, and she went to moon people, but. She dropped trow too far and then bent over too far, and it was like the moon had a beard. Like, that's beave.
Why is it called a beaver? Just because it can be furry?
I mean, like pussy beaver, cunny was from, it's a changing of the spelling of, like young rabbit.
I remember in sex ed class, like in fifth or sixth grade, we somehow found like a list of like terms for vagina, and I remember being so tickled by like all the different ones, like honeypot.
Yes.
I was like, oh, look at all these words for vagina.
Salmon skin purse.
What was that?
Salmon skin purse.
I have not heard that one.
Nor have I.
Oh.
Nicknames for genitalia.
Techniques for genitalia. You know the girls think of them, and you gotta love them.
Have you heard that song?
Yes.
Or no, pet names for genitalia. I can't That's remember which one it is. Noah, you don't? I don't hear this.
No, I've not heard that song.
Something like kidney cranker, ankle spanker. I can't remember.
Pecker, pee-pee, kidney cracker, heat seeking moisture missile, giggle stick. That's all it.
Yes, that's what it was.
Names for genitalia. My week has been good. I can't say much has happened. I mean, me and Tim went to a holiday party last night.
It I mean,
was
weeks.
Delightful.
Don't forget, you got a whole other week to talk about.
Yeah, I kind of forget when things happen, though. I'm like, oh, I went and saw a drag Christmas show. It was by...
Was it
what
called...
The fuck?
Hang on, let's come up with something it could have been called. Was it called... I got nothing. I swam out in the ocean, and then I swam too far. Couldn't swim back to shore.
You didn't learn your lesson, Tim. It was called Something's Christmas Sauce. It was like the guy's name. Sorry, I'm turning my head while I'm talking. It was the guy's name.
Can't do that.
And Christmas Sauce. But now
Bobby's Christmas Sauce.
Now I'm blanking on the guy's name. Anyways, it was funny. A lot of digs at Trump. Some singing. Some dirty jokes. Saw some penis.
Okay.
Yay!
They had like a male stripper. Oh, it was almost like a burlesque, but then he got fully nude. Like, it started off like a burlesque dance, and then it was like, nope, he's just, yep, now I'll hang out.
All right.
And?
Noah, stop drumming on your table there.
Andy, read the fucking chat window.
Ah.
Why not say something?
Noah's gotta make the pee-pee.
I think I get to put the let me poop jingle in there again.
Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Let me poop. I should have closed the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the poop.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
Done. Well, in the future.
Yes.
I thought, am I really ever going to use this jingle again when I made it? And I was so glad I saved it, because I think I've used it like 4 times. Thanks to that little girl who felt the need to do a parody of Let It Go about pooping.
Yes.
The whole song.
Yeah. Verses, chorus, wonderful, wonderful thing.
At some point, she's going to grow up and people are like, wait, well, that was that you? Yep. All over the internet.
I feel like I watched movies to and from both of my last trips. I almost got through Isle of Dogs. And then, like, I was on the ground back in Atlanta, and, like, Wi-Fi shut off where there's probably, like, you know, between 1 and 5 minutes left of the film. It's like, well, like, it was damn good, but I do not see myself, like, spending money to watch the last 5 minutes. Like, it had wrapped up. It was, like, probably there was, you know, more cute moments of Wes Anderson being precious, but, like, eh. And there was something else that I had started to watch and then thought, like, oh, I really want to finish this, but then it wasn't available on the next flight, and then now I cannot remember for the life of me what the fuck it was. And I know I woke up in the middle of the night last night randomly and was like, it was this! And then fell back asleep, and it's gone again. So...
awesome.
So, like, brains are fucky. And I think they're getting fuckier the older we get. At least mine
is. Yeah.
Part of me thinks, like, am I getting dumber? Like, is this the process of me slowing down? Or is it, like, is my brain is too full, and now it's like I'm a hoarder, and I've got all these other memories and all these other facts that I'm constantly trying to sift through. It's like, I've got too many words in my head now, so when I'm struggling for the right word for something, it's like, I know I put that word here somewhere, and it is here somewhere, but, like fucking every commercial jingle and memories of my kid and where I put my keys, like, those are just piled on top of that. Because it's not just like where I put my keys last. It's like every time I put my keys somewhere, there's a memory of that floating around in there somewhere. Like, is this what getting old is?
There's a memory of my day.
Like, you walk into a room and you forget why you walked into the room, but it's because you've walked into that room a million other times with a million other things to do in that room. Like, is that what the forgetfulness is? Is it just, like, bad filing? Like, inability to dump out the cash for all the rest of them, and now they're fucking it up for the rest of your brain?
There's cash? I'll take some cash. Vegas!
Sorry, C-A-C-H-E. Different type.
I know. I was being deliberately obtuse.
Oh, deliberately obtuse. Tim's favorite way to be. I should have known. I should have sensed it. Oh, I did have some fun in my travels. I still have quite a bit of travel-related expenses sitting on a credit card waiting for the company to pay me back. The week of Thanksgiving, I knew it was going to be tricky because it was a partial week, but I got my expenses in before Thanksgiving. I figured there will be time next week for finance to actually, like, go through. Like, it's been approved by the business side. Now it's just the finance people need to actually read through and approve it. The finance people waited until actual payday to approve part of my expense report and then reject part of my expense report because I'd actually put hotel parking and hotel lodging under just lodging. They're like, nope, yep, this has to be split out. We have to know what was parking and what was lodging. But they held all the rest of it until payday when it was too late to give me anything. So I was like, motherfuckers, that was like $700 you're just going to sit on for another 2 weeks because you waited until the day of to reject the rest of this. I know you saw this earlier. I know you put it on like a pile to be rejected or to be split up, but then just like delayed that until fucking payday. So then I thought, maybe from now on, just every single expense that I put in will be on its own expense report. So you will be approving and denying them all individually. And then I realized, these are people who control when you get your money, Andy. Don't antagonize them. Like, bitch about them, but... Or, no, bitch. Bitch about them, but don't antagonize them.
What I miss?
Like, so maybe
antagonize
I should...
them. Maybe nothing
I should
can go wrong.
Try to fuck with them. I think there's probably, like, a sweet spot, though. So, like super big bills from now on, like, they're just getting their own expense report. It's like, I'm not going to let you hold up the rest of it just while you try to figure this one out. But I'm also not going to be submitting, like, 18 expense reports for last week.
Do it.
Tim, don't be the devil on my shoulder today.
Fight the man.
Fight the power.
Screw the man. Fight the power.
Look closely at the man, because he's trying to keep you down.
Fear him.
Fear him, for he is the man. To you and I, we are quoting something. To everyone else, we are saying randomness.
Together. Like, did their brains just synchronize? Is this what happens to couples?
Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph 2 yet?
I have not seen it yet.
Have we talked about it on here yet?
Oh, God, I can't tell because it's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Damn. Yeah, I can't remember if we talked about Wreck-It Ralph on here. Because I've also talked about it to a shitload of people that I've spent the last 2 weeks with. Because, like, they're all talking about it. Let's just assume no.
Well, I'm trying to call up the show notes for the last episode, but the website is loading slow.
Oh, we suck.
Where are the tags?
Mostly I suck.
No, we talked about Crimes of Grindelwald, so I don't think we talked about Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes. Well, you talk about Wreck-It Ralph. Try not to spoil too much because of the whole I haven't seen it yet. But yeah, I think the plan is to maybe see it one evening this week, like after work and after school. Maybe. It's going to be a busy fucking 2 weeks, so that may be a this weekend or next weekend thing. Probably next weekend, because I am tired.
The princesses are the shit.
Yes, you did text us that.
They are pretty wonderful.
As I predicted, I am ready for a whole movie of that. Make it happen.
Come on, Disney.
I know you're listening.
Disney, can you hear me?
I had a weird experience yesterday at the post office, and I thought I would share.
Yeah?
So I'm waiting, and I'm trying to get some stamps to mail my Christmas cards. This is a needless detail.
Okay.
And it's slowing down because I'm even hard to come up the word cards. So great. Anyway, the person in the front of the line is trying to mail something, and she's having a back and forth with the post office guy, and then finally I clue into the fact that he's like, wait, what? Did you get money for this? And like, she can't really speak English. And so, like, they're having a hard time communicating, but basically she is sending a cell phone to Nigeria, and they're sending her $1,500. And he's trying to tell her, I'm pretty sure this is a scam. And then, so somebody from the line translates, and she insists that she's already got the money in a cashier's check, and he's like, did it clear? And, like, I don't think that came through. Like, I don't know, I don't feel like that was ever resolved, but, like, she just would not mail this phone. She's like, wait, how much is this phone worth? Like $500. And they're giving you $1,500 for it. Do you see why this doesn't make sense? In my experience, when something like this is happening in Nigeria, it's a scam. And on one hand, I was like, well, that's good that he's trying to stop this from happening. You know, I'd say that goes above and beyond the purview of the postage employee.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, I only have 30 minutes for lunch, fucko. Let's get this line moving. Because, you know, Christmas.
Yeah.
Tim has the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, man, that's like tough because it's like he's trying to save one person and impacting the lives of so many other people. At the same time, like, that person is an adult human responsible for their choices. And, like, if they are, like, ultimately it's the scammer's fault for, like, trying to trick someone who is gullible. Like, ultimately they're the one morally wrong.
Right.
And I can see, like, the post office employee is trying to be moral and trying to, you know, stop the flow of of money from good people's hands to, well, from greedy people's hands to greedier people's hands. Like, greedy but stupid people's hands. To trusting people? Yeah, combination of all. Because it really, there's greed in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really that irritated about the fact that he was holding up the line.
Yeah, well,
like, I was like, worst case scenario, I'll be back a little bit late. And I was. But that was also because I had forgot to lick all the envelopes before, so I had to do that to seal them, so I was a couple minutes late. I was like, in fact, I could have done this while this argument was happening. I could have just started licking envelopes.
Oh, man. I'm just imagining you get back and people, Tim, you took kind of a long lunch there. Yeah, I had stuff to lick. What do you want to do?
Like, I was doing a lot of licking.
Yeah.
Licking and sticking. You know what I do.
Yep.
Then I stuffed my package in a box.
And then I stuck my dick in a box.
No, that's single entendre.
No, wait, you're back. You fucking don't swim out so far.
I stuck my dick in it. I opened up the box and I put my penis in there. My vitamin D, if you will.
And then I mailed my penis to your mother's house. Made her sign for it.
And here? And initial here?
Yeah.
And this says you decline coverage for dick insurance. Oh. I'm dumb.
Yeah, we all are. Any other fun stuff?
No.
No? All right.
I mean, if we're thinking about wrapping up, that would not be the worst idea, because apparently I have to take over for my wife at church.
All right. Well, I mean, I didn't really have any... Oh, I was going to say, I didn't have any fun airports or, like, you know, security or whatever stories getting through. Like, there wasn't any real drama there. But there was one fun bit, which was we landed in one of our trips and then pulled up to the gate. And unlike other times where it's like, oh, well, there's a problem getting another plane pushed back from the gate, so we're just going to sit out here and have to wait for the gate to become available. Gate was fully available. We pulled all the way up to it. Then they couldn't pull the gate up to us. And we got to watch, because I was on the correct side of the plane. I was on the left. And, like, I had a straight shot from my window to watch the jetway. And it was like it was doing the Macarena, but never approaching the... Like, it was like up, down, left, right, spin, spin, like, twist, drive out, drive back. It was, like, extending and then pulling back and then up, like, higher, lower. I'm like, there's one control, guys. There's one control that moves it forward. And then it moved backward. I was like, that, but the opposite. Like, that is not right. And then the wheels that actually, like, drive it around, that make it, like, extend and pull back and, you know, approach the plane or whatever, they're, like, on a little, like, Lazy Susan hookup below. And I watch them, like, spinning the wheels, like, way around one way and way around the other way. I'm like, okay, if the wheels are fucked up and they'll only go backwards, why don't you just spin them 180 and, quote-unquote, back the thing towards the plane? But apparently that wasn't an option. So eventually they got one of those little tank-looking things to hook up to the front of our plane. Like, they had to wait to get all of our bags off the plane before this was an option. And then pushed the plane back, like, all the way back to the like, driveway for the planes. And then the plane had to restart its engines, wait and warm them up, and then drive us under engine power to a different gate that was, like, 20 feet away. So after, I think it was like 45 minutes of just sitting on the plane and watching them do like this little like get jiggy with it maneuver with the one jetway, we finally roll up to the other one. We're deplaning and just like fucking finally, like I had to pee the entire time. Like we had like a shuttle driver waiting for us from the hotel who was just like cooling his heels for fucking 45 minutes waiting for us. So like everyone on the plane is like stressed getting out. And then we realized, looking around, oh yeah, this plane needed to be cleaned and turned around with a whole other group of people on it to go somewhere else. And I'm seeing, like, as I'm walking out, like, people, like, just staring at their watches and then, like, staring at their phones, figuring out if they're going to miss their connection. And I'm like, wow, I was way too concerned about my need to pee while all the rest of these people are wondering if they're going to get to where they're supposed to sleep tonight.
You know what? Needing to pee is still a valid thing.
It is. But it was like, it wasn't like I was a water balloon and about to burst. I was just like, I really want to pee. This is not comfortable.
Just peed on the floor.
I could have. I peed on the ground. Man.
I'm not a part of your system.
You don't
I'm
own
pissing
me.
Pissing on the ground.
Airplane man.
All right. I think Tim wants to wrap this mediocre show up.
And he is right to do so.
We expire to mediocrity.
this is a short episode.
Aspire. Yeah, it is short.
Yep.
And I forgot to apologize for no episode last week to the listeners, both of you. My mother-in-law was... you know what? Never mind why. I had some family issues that I had to take care of.
His mother-in-law turned into a dragon. He had to go quest for a spell to turn her back. It's a whole thing.
Yep.
It was quite an epic adventure.
Yep. But we don't need to talk about that because that's personal family stuff.
Oh, man.
Yes, and
I wonder what characters I would be in your adventure thing, Tim. Like, what characters we would be.
Like, in what adventure thing?
Like, you would go on an adventure to save your mother dragon, you would meet me and Andy along the way, and we'd be like an owl or something, or...
It would be a side quest that is uninvolved in the actual story and sucks up a bunch of time and is amusing, but doesn't really add to the story.
I feel like I would be a talkative gelatinous cube.
All right.
Yeah.
And you would jiggle.
Yes, that's where I was getting at. Yes. Just jiggly, just sort of sitting there. Like, but why is it a cube? Like, if it's so gelatinous, how is it holding its shape?
My character would sing.
Yes.
Oh boy.
No, it would be an annoying bird just flying behind you. You're like, you're not part of this!
I would sing basically everything you're doing. Look at Tim walking along the path. He almost tripped over that rock, but he didn't. He's gonna save his mother-in-law.
There goes Tim, give me the finger, throwing up his finger at the bird. He's flipping a bird. That seems redundant, but I'm gonna sing it.
And that's Tancast for this week, everybody.
Oh, so musical.
Tim is narrating Tancast. He's going to edit later on.
Oh, fuck. Stop it.
You know, we may aspire to mediocrity, but we certainly find stupid every week.
Remember, guys... never trust to have a Tancast run smoothly.
Yes.
Not today, USB port. I don't think even listeners know that that's what happened, but that's why we fucked up today. My USB port.
Yes. This week, I hate it when my hand looks fine and then high fives are fucking fire. And I love watching our president melt the fuck down as he feels the hot breath of the law on his neck. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please!
Did something happen? I mean, like, is he actually melting down?
Oh man, yeah, there's a fucking tweet storm yesterday because he knew that shit was coming out about Manafort and about Cohen, and it was amazing.
Okay. Do you guys actually read his tweets, or do you just hear about him later on?
I'll wait for other people to, like, go collect the best of his tweets and just, like, see a list of them. Because some of them, it's like, man, this is, like, maybe wandering a little bit off. Or, like, you know, it's like he's just, like, announcing, like, so-and-so is going to be our new ambassador to my nutsack or whatever.
Right. It's not all, like, oh, shit. Yeah.
But then, like, it goes straight back into the meltdown tweets. I'm like, you know what? This is kind of like owning a TiVo. I just want somebody to cut out all the commercials.
Fair enough.
I'm
on this
show.
Group on Facebook that likes to just, like, it's a bunch of people with a bunch of conservative friends who want to bitch about Trump but can't do it on their own feed, so they started this private group. And somebody added me to it. I'm like, I mean, I bitch about Trump on my own feed, but sure, I'll be part of this. But there's one person on the Trump on the feed who keeps screenshotting and posting all of Trump's tweets. I'm like, I would follow Trump if I wanted to see all this shit.
I know how Twitter works. Trump.
Yeah, it's like, they're not, no. Like, pick and choose. Pick and choose. One a day. Maybe two.
That reminds me of my coworker who we would get emails from our boss and she would print them out and put them on her desk. I'm like, do you know how email works? I have it right here. I see it. we don't need to get paper involved in all this.
Yeah. No, if it was like a list of things to do, I could see, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to print this thing out and then I'm going to check things off physically when I'm done so that I keep track. Like, I'm just going to turn this thing into a checklist the easiest possible way. That's fine. But if it's like, I need to be able to see this again, so I better print it out before, like, the elves come and eat it.
Well, is that only for her? Like, she would do it for everybody.
Print everyone a copy?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my old boss at the radio station. Well, the old new boss, whatever. The guy who was new when I left. He would do, like when he first got there. He was like, "All right, I sent everybody email, and then I printed out the email and put it in everybody's box." I was like, "You have just done the same thing twice, but with less efficiency."
Yes, you've done the same thing twice, except you've also wasted paper and your time doing it.
Ironically, the email is about how we need to be more efficient. Guys, we're wasting a lot of man hours. And, you don't say.
And paper, like. Paper consumption has gone through the roof. They showed me, like, before I got here and after. So I don't know what you guys are doing. You know, like, you just think, oh, I got a new boss, so I'm going to print everything out. So, okay, so I'm going to print this out in quadruplicate and staple copies to all four of your cube walls just so everyone sees it.
All right.
And
on that note.
I keep going to move this fucking mouse, but it's not connected to anything.
Well, you should plug it into something, Tim.
then the whole computer will die.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I sometimes do that where I've got, like, two computers running at the same time because, like, you know, one's installing an update and I'm actually doing work on the other one. And I am constantly doing that. Like, I'll reach for a mouse and be like, why the fuck aren't you? Oh, yeah. Yep. You're the mouse for this one.
All right. And done.
Done.